we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence. We heard of programs that can write and can talk, so I guess we should be clear that human beings are talking to you now.
Mm-hmm, so far as you know.
Whoa! Whoa, wait, Michelle, you're inimitably human. You're proof that human beings are still here. Anyway, some doctors say that AI can help them with insurance paperwork. Here's a clip that one posted on TikTok.
Save time, save effort, use these programs, ChatGPT, to help out in your medical practice.
Was that a human being talking? Anyway, some startup companies are beginning to offer AI services to doctors. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel, definitely a human, says your next visit might include a consultation with a chatbot.
When Derek Paul was training as a doctor at the University of California, San Francisco, he could not believe it.
I was just totally shocked by how analog things were.
The computer systems at the hospital looked like they'd time-traveled from the 1990s, and a lot of the medical records weren't even on a computer.
This important work that we're doing, practicing medicine, we're doing it on paper.
Paul and a friend were inspired to found a small San Francisco-based startup called Glass Health. It began by providing an electronic system for taking medical notes. That was kind of popular. Then the new AI chatbot ChatGPT came along.
I looked at it and I thought, man, this is going to write some bad blog posts. Who cares?
But Paul kept getting pinged from younger doctors and medical students. They were using ChatGPT. They said it was pretty good. Then the users of his software started asking about it. So he and his colleagues created a program called Glass AI that uses a modified version of ChatGPT. A doctor tells Glass AI about a patient, and it suggests a treatment plan.
We're working on doctors being able to put in that, what we call like a one-liner, that patient summary. And for us to be able to generate the first draft of a clinical plan for that doctor. So what tests they would order and what treatments they would order.
Paul says Glass AI helps with a huge need for efficiency in medicine. Doctors are stretched everywhere, and he says paperwork is slowing them down.
We need these folks not just in burnt out states trying to complete documentation. We need them thinking and working on all these different things. And then patients need more than 10 minutes with their doctors.
AI has been making quiet inroads in medicine for years now. In 2018, the Food and Drug Administration approved an AI system that could read a scan of a patient's eyes to screen for diabetic retinopathy, a condition that can cause blindness. Other programs have been approved for fields like radiology and cardiology, but these new chatbots can potentially be used by all kinds of doctors treating a wide variety of patients. Alexandre Lebrun is CEO of a French startup called Nabla. He says the goal of his company's program is to cut down on the hours doctors spend writing up their notes.
We are trying to completely automate all this wasted time with AI.
However, Lebrun acknowledges there are real problems with chatbots. They can make up sources, get things wrong, and behave erratically. When ChatGPT came out, he gave it a try.
We did the first thing that everybody wants to do first. We used it as a chatbot that plays a doctor.
But it produced weird results. For example, it told a hypothetical patient suffering from depression to recycle electronics as a way to cheer up. Despite this dismal performance, Lebrun thinks there are narrow, limited tasks where a chatbot can make a real difference. Nabla, which he co-founded, is now testing a system that can, in real time, listen to the conversation between a doctor and a patient and provide a summary of what the two said to each other.
It shows a report, and then the doctor will validate in one click, and 99% of the time it's right and it works.
The summary can be uploaded to a hospital record system, saving the doctor valuable time. But even if AI can get it right, that doesn't mean it will work for every patient. Marzia Ghassemi is a computer scientist studying AI in healthcare at MIT. Her research shows that AI can be biased.
When you take state-of-the-art machine learning methods and systems and then evaluate them on different patient groups, they do not perform equally.
That's because these systems are trained on vast amounts of data made by humans, and whether that data is from the internet or a medical study, it contains all the human biases that already exist in our society. The problem, she says, is often these programs will reflect those biases back onto the doctors using them. For example, her team asked an AI chatbot trained only on scientific papers and medical notes to complete a sentence from a patient's medical record.
When we said white or Caucasian patient was belligerent or violent, the model filled in the blank was, you know, patient was sent to hospital. If we said black, African American, or African patient was belligerent or violent, the model completed the note was patient was sent to prison.
Remember, this was a system trained on scientific texts, not just some random forum on Reddit, and it still displayed a strong bias. Ghasemi says many other studies have turned up similar results. She worries that medical chatbots will parrot biases and bad decisions back to doctors, and they'll just go along with it.
It has the sheen of objectivity. ChatGPT said that you shouldn't have this medication. It's not me, right? Like, a model, an algorithm made this choice.
Both Alexandre Lebrun of Nabla and Derek Paul, the founder of Glass Health, are well aware of the problem of bias, and both know that chatbots can sometimes fabricate answers out of thin air. Paul says doctors who use his company's AI system need to check it.
You have to supervise it the way we supervise medical students and residents, which means that you can't be lazy about it.
Both companies also say they're working to reduce the risk of errors and bias. At Glass Health, they're developing a medical textbook written by humans. The AI will use it to write its diagnoses and treatment plans. At Nabla, they're working with a diverse set of doctors located around the world to weed out bias from their software. Regardless of the possible risks, doctors seem really interested. Paul says in December, his company had around 500 users, but after they introduced their chatbot, those numbers jumped.
We finished January with 2,000 monthly active users, and in February we had 4,800.
Thousands more signed up in March as overworked doctors line up to give AI a try. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.